Hello, everyone, and welcome to our very first episode of OT Insights from Classroom to Clinic. We are so excited to be here today. Before we dive into what exactly this podcast will be and what y'all can expect, we're going to start off by introducing ourselves. My name is Cynthia, and I graduated from the University of Houston. I majored in public health, and I minored in biology. The reason that I'm interested in OT is because of how holistic it is. I think that we really get to understand our patients' passions and their needs and then help them get back to doing those things. And that's why I love OT. What field of OT that I'm interested in currently, it's community health and pediatrics, but it does switch a lot, so we'll see where I end up in a year.
Hey guys, my name is Emmy Lass. I went to Texas A&M University, GigaMags. I majored in allied health, and I'm interested in occupational therapy because I was in a class called Partners in Art in high school. We worked with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, also known as IDD, and I just fell in love with that population, and I also just loved that we were able to help get that population to just gain some independence back through the art projects that we were doing. And I just fell in love with the field of occupational therapy because of that. And I've never looked back since. And so, of course, the fields that I'm interested in would be intellectual and developmental disabilities, as well as working with people, the unhoused population. I'm just super interested in kind of anything that's just non-traditional setting. However, of course, would still be happy to be in the clinic. There's nothing against that as well. Honestly, we're going to see where the wind takes me.
Hello, everyone. My name is Liana. I went to UT Austin, and me and Emmy will, you know, have it out in the parking lot after this, I guess. I majored in public health, and I really loved it. The reason I'm interested in OT is because I feel like you have such a unique opportunity to be creative with how you help people, and you really get to know people on an individual level, and I think it's just so fun to create that connection with someone and then come up with something that is so tailored for them that is really meaningful for them. The fields I'm interested in are mainly inpatient rehab. I really loved our neuro semester and thought that was really interesting. I'm also interested in travel OT because we just had a travel OT come and talk to us, and it wasn't something that I knew a lot about, but now I'm interested.
Hi, I'm Sam. I went to the University of Houston, go Cougs. I majored in kinesiology and exercise science, and I minored in English literature. Why I'm interested in OT, I kind of got started by doing more adaptive sports and disability sports. So I help out with wheelchair tennis and wheelchair rugby and stuff like that. And I think it's really cool to see people, playing sports and being able to do things that they didn't know that they could do before. And then that kind of got me into OT. And I'm kind of similar to Liana. I really like being creative. I like sewing and doing crafts and stuff. And so I think that OT is a really cool combination of medicine and helping people with disabilities and the healthcare field, and also being able to be creative and think outside the box and stuff. The fields of OT that I'm interested in, I started off being more interested in neuro. I'm still kind of interested in that, but I'm thinking spinal cord injury more specifically. And then also we're in our assistive technology class right now, and I'm kind of interested in that, maybe specifically more like wheelchairs and their ilk.
And for those of y'all that don't know, we are 4 OTD students here at UTMB in Pi Theta Epsilon. So we won't be the only hosts that y'all hear from. We hope to continue this podcast in the future. And so for all of y'all wondering what exactly this podcast is, we created this podcast in hopes to reach out to listeners that are either currently in the OT field as students or practitioners, or for anyone who hasn't heard of what OT is and is curious to learn more. We want to give y'all insight on how broad our scope of practice is and let y'all hear real stories from people who have been personally impacted by occupational therapy and how amazing it is. We also want to use our social media and these podcast episodes to raise more awareness of our profession and promote it and continue to advocate for us.
So now I'm tackling the big question of what is occupational therapy? So you may or may not know what occupational therapy is, but in a very broad general sense, OTs work with people across the lifespan to do the things that they want to do. And that sounds very broad, and it is. OT is a very versatile field, and you can see OTs in all kinds of different settings. But the thing that really connects us all within our field is that we put the client at the center of our care, and that's what we call client-centered care. It's really what our profession is built on. We take a lot of care and a lot of effort to really get to know our client and know what is important to them, what is meaningful to them, what goals they have, and then we combine that with our knowledge of medicine and our knowledge of the human body, and we help them get from where they are to where they want to go. And I love this field. I think it's really beautiful that we can combine what they want to do with our expertise. Next, I want to talk a little bit about the word occupation and what it means to occupational therapists, because in common language, occupation typically means a job. And for us, occupation has a bit of a different meaning. And, you know, when you walk into a room as an OT, you're probably going to hear one of two things. One is, I don't need help finding a job. And two is, I already saw the PT today. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the word occupation and what it means to us. To occupational therapists, the word occupation refers to anything that is important to the person and anything that they want to be able to do. So this can start out really basic, like brushing your teeth or showering, going to the bathroom, moving around in bed, things that are pretty simple and can go all the way to things that are very specific to the person, you know, like being able to do a certain exercise or ride a bike or play an instrument, different things like that. So in practice, this could look like, you know, maybe someone was admitted to the hospital post-stroke and they want to be able to brush their teeth at the sink so the OT could come in, help them get out of bed and help them be able to do that. In a more outpatient setting, this could look like a child who has maybe broken their wrist and they want to be able to play the violin again. So an OT can help them get from their current level of function and what they're currently at to where they want to go. So most OTs work in hospitals or outpatient clinics, but you can also see OTs in schools, visiting people in their homes. We also work in nursing care facilities, also called skilled nursing facilities. And then you can also see OTs in the community in more non-traditional settings, like working with the unhoused population, working with survivors of domestic violence, or like Emmy is interested in, working with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So our field is very broad, very diverse, but at the heart is the patient, and our main goal as OTs is to work with you to get you where you want to go.
I'm going to talk about the kind of guests that we'll have just as a preface, because us four are going to be doing it for this year, and then we're hoping that this will continue to be a thing later in the future. We really want to be able to have a lot of guests come from a variety of different sources and perspectives and stuff. And so we are definitely hoping that that is the case. So we want to be able to talk to a really diverse array of people who have a variety of perspectives of OT, might see occupational therapy through different lenses, whether it be occupational therapies themselves, patients. So first of all, we want to be able to talk to OTs from different subfields within occupational therapy, because as Liana talked about, there's such a wide scope of populations and settings that OTs can work with and work in. We want to be able to try to portray a comprehensive view of what occupational therapy is and what it can be. We also want to talk to people who are not occupational therapists but do have considerable and meaningful interaction with occupational therapists. It's very important for us to have conversations with people who are directly affected by OT, but aren't OT practitioners themselves, because in some ways, coming from a background of OT and being a practitioner can color our perspectives. And as healthcare providers, it's very valuable to have the perspectives of the patients themselves, because as we know, patient outcomes are the ultimate goal of occupational therapy and healthcare in general. So we want to be able to talk to patients who have benefited from OT, kind of getting their perspective and their experience with occupational therapy, kind of hearing about the challenges of the therapy process and what their OTs did or could have done more of to improve their experience. We also want to talk to family members and caretakers of people who have benefited from OT, because that is yet another perspective that is going to bring in just different views and different things that we might not have thought about and can really be helpful to both students and to. And then there's also, we can also talk to other occupational therapy stakeholders, so maybe other professions that work along OTs or anything like that.
All right, yeah, so just like Sam said, we are really trying to get just a diverse group of people. Anybody that is involved in occupational therapy, whether it be parents, you know, clients, clinicians, everybody that we can think of that can just provide like a really great perspective on the profession, because I know, as Liana said, there's a lot of people that don't know what occupational therapy is. And so that's kind of our goal of this podcast, is just to, you know, get the word out there. Like, we're occupational therapists. We know so much, and just people are just not usually aware of just like what we do in everyday life. So yeah, we think that this podcast hopefully will just be, you know, a perspective, a student's perspective on what occupational therapy is. And we're hoping that the general public, clinicians, other students, like y'all can just get as much out of this as we do. And just learning from the people that we have on this podcast. And, you know, I think we are maybe the first podcast run by students, like occupational therapy students, which is super cool. So just the perspective alone from us, people that haven't necessarily gone into, you know, practice yet, we have a different perspective from those that have been practicing for 10 years. And so I just think it's super valuable to like hear from us, but then also hear from the people that we are, you know, pulling into our podcast. So yeah, that unique insight, you know, we just want y'all to have fun with us. And selfishly, I'm super excited to learn from the people that we're having on our show as well. So I can't wait to get started with you guys. If you don't mind, follow us on Instagram. We have an Instagram. It's called otinsights.pod. So go give us a follow. We're going to be posting a little bit more about our podcast, just kind of, you know, trying to get the word out there that we're doing it. Share this with your friends, your family, anyone that you think would be interested in just learning more about occupational therapy. So yeah, reach out to us on that. If you have any maybe people that you think you would like to hear from, there's no guarantees that we can do it, but we can try our best. And yeah, we just appreciate y'all listening on to our first episode. We are so excited to get started with you guys and super excited to have our first guest soon. So thanks, guys.